debating on running up and grabbing a blankie.
Does this house have air conditioning or no?
It has the ability to have air conditioning because it's forced air.
Forced air.
So we're kind of debating on.
I'd give it like a summer and see.
Doing that. Yeah. Huh? I'll get you a blankie. Thank you.
Because it might stay like comfortable in the house where you don't really
need
it.
Are we recording? Oh my God. Oh my God.
We're recording already?
We are.
Oh, I thought he was turning the heater off.
Wow. I thought he was too, but. Oh, it takes a minute.
Oh.
So it's just going to be.
He, like, caught me off guard on that. I don't know. I'm not ready.
You just freeze. You're like,
Yeah, I'm not ready. Florida.
We can always cut half the shit off anyway, but we never do.
I know. We always have that option.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about Florida because yes. I just walked in and sat down. It was so much fun.
Good.
Like, everything
I
about it.
I saw the pictures and they looked magical.
Yeah.
You and Stacy both looked great.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first 2 days we were there, it was mostly like band stuff in Orlando. So we just the band gals,
the Band-Aids.
Yes, we actually went to the beach. We went to a state park.
I saw the state park pictures. Those look nice.
Yeah, it was super pretty.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then we went to we went to a beach kind of south of Daytona Beach. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think what we did the next day. Oh, we went to, like, downtown Orlando, like, older area yes. of town. And they were having, like, this big food festival, which was cool, but at the same time, like, none of us were hungry, and...
You weren't prepared.
We weren't prepared.
Food festival time.
Yeah, and there was nowhere to park, so I drove around for 20 minutes looking for somewhere.
Ooh.
But overall, like, it was fun. Highlights of the trip, I ate fish. A lot
wow.
of fried fish. Probably more fish than I've ever eaten at one time in my entire life.
Because you don't like fish, like, at all, do
no,
you?
No, no. I like shellfish.
Yes.
But the people that were, like, hosting band practice and everything, mm-hmm. hosting at their house, Justice, he made a big thing of fried catfish, and I ate
okay.
a lot of it.
Cool.
Yeah. And I got to hang out with the MTRS guys.
Yes.
Lee and Triple B, and that was fun too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. Was it weird? Well, you've already met,
I met them.
You've already
I met
them
last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was fun, and then the show went really well.
Good.
There's a lot of talented musicians there.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we did a few days down in Clearwater Beach,
mm.
which I definitely will go back there again.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when Greg and I travel, we're always, like, on the fence, like, go somewhere new or go somewhere that we've been before.
Yes.
And this Clearwater Beach is definitely a go-to again just because there's a lot to see.
Yeah.
I
always go for the places that I've been before because I'm comfortable.
And you know you like them.
And I know I like them. Mike is the adventure one. That's like, no, let's try something different. And
I would go, like, I would go back to Hollywood, mm-hmm. Hollywood Beach. That's where we went last year. But when I was looking, I wanted to stay at the same hotel.
Yes.
And they were booked for the time we were going to okay. be down there. So I'm like, well, let's try something totally different. Go
yeah.
to the other side of the state. However, Morty's brother, Rob.
Yeah.
Him and his gal, when we all packed up to leave, they drove through the Everglades. They were doing the Keys.
Yeah.
And then when they came back up, they were staying at the Dolphin, which is where we stayed in
okay.
Hollywood Beach. But yeah, that's my trip. I got tan, not sunburned.
I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
A nice summer glow in January in Upper Michigan.
Yes. But we had a really good time. I didn't realize, too, like, you have muscles that I guess are only used for laughing.
Yes.
And mine are all hurting really bad because
yeah.
Stacy and I just, like, cracked each other up the whole time.
When I go to active release therapy, she, like, massages all of the muscles in my neck
Ooh.
And skull, like, the base of my skull and my jaw. And it's just, like, wild.
I should talk to Stacy because, you know, she's in
yes.
school right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's almost done. And she wants to, like, that's one thing that she wants to specialize in.
Hell yeah.
Is, like, jaw pain and, like,
yeah.
headache pain.
I'll be your test dummy.
Me too.
For 100%. Because all of my headaches are tension related.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell, like, if I'm going through a stressful time in my life, it's just, like, somebody wrapped a 20-pound weight all the way around my skull.
Someone is just crushing your skull.
Yes.
Yeah, mine, when I'm under a lot of stress, I get, like, it's, like, kind like of jaw. Right behind my ears. Mm-hmm. Starts to hurt. And then the whole rest of me hurts because
it's just downhill
that's
from
unbearable.
There. The worst.
Anyway, vacation was fun.
Good.
That was just me wrapping it up.
That's okay.
I do have pictures. I wanted to get one of the three of us, but I think, I don't know if I sent them to you or not.
No.
For Instagram. I got one of me and Lee and then one of me and Triple B.
Okay, cool. Yes. Yeah, I'll post them at some point soon.
Okay, so we should probably...
But yeah, we should probably talk about this. Woo! Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Texas. In 1974, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or Head Cheese, depending... can you imagine if that ended up being the title?
Well, one of the titles that they had was Leatherface.
Yes, which there is, isn't the third one titled Leatherface?
I think the third one is Leatherface.
With Viggo Mortensen.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We watched this one last night, and then we watched Texas Chainsaw 2.
Chop Top.
Because of... Mm-hmm. Chop Top, because Greg had to, like, and he wanted Emma to see him because
Kitty, it's okay, they're
come
just
here, sweetie, come
you
on.
Know we have four cats, they're gonna be,
I mean, I don't care, the cats can yell all they want. Yeah, so we watched the second one, which is pretty corny, but
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one in quite a long time.
Oh, did we say this is our 100th episode?
Oh yes. I mean, I posted it on Instagram, but it's our 100th episode. Happy 100.
Which is crazy.
It's wild.
Because I don't even listen to, like, the old ones anymore because I don't want to know how crappy they were.
They weren't horrible. They were listenable. For the most part.
I think in the 100 episodes, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
We're doing substantially better than we were.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1974. I like to add that because...
There's a few.
There are so many. There are so many remakes and all of the good stuff. It's an hour and 23 minutes. You can find this on free for Tubi, or if you sub to Peacock, AMC, or Shudder, it's also available there. It's directed by Toby Hooper, who did Poltergeist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and he directed Taken, the miniseries that Mom talks about a lot.
Oh yeah, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched that.
It was written by Toby Hooper and Kim Henkel. Henkel worked on the 2003 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and he was the producer for the one that came out this past year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, going into the cast, Leatherface is played by the wonderful Gunnar Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
Any interview I've ever watched with him in it, he's so nice.
Yeah. That was the only one that he was in, though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, he was in a couple other chainsaw-related movies, such as Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers.
Okay, I saw that, and I vote that that gets added to...
We need to do that one.
...a list.
And then
I'm putting it in here.
Chainsaw Sally.
Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers?
Yeah.
Oh, my pen isn't working.
Here.
I guess I'm not writing on paper. Maybe if on paper, it'll be better.
Continue. Yes. Marilyn Burns, a Sally. She's the final girl. She was in Helter Skelter and then Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation. And I'm going to finish the cast, and then I have, like, a couple comments.
Have things to say.
Yeah. Franklin is played by Paul Partain, or Parton, depending on... I've heard... He was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation, and he passed away, but I can't remember what year he passed away in.
The actor that played Leatherface passed away, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Pam is played by Terry McMinn. Jerry is played by Alan Danziger, and those two actors weren't in a ton. It was a lot of like 70s and 80s movies.
Okay.
William Vale plays Kirk. He was in Poltergeist. Edwin Neal, who plays the hitchhiker, is a lot of voices in DC Universe Online.
Yeah, I saw that.
The video game. Yeah.
Which makes me kind of want to listen.
Yes, for sure. Jim Sydow is the old man or the gas station attendant.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, reprising the same
role.
John Dugan plays the grandfather. He was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, and he played Grandpa Sawyer in that one. And then he did a couple cameos in the other Texas Chainsaw Massacres.
Okay.
And then Ed Gunn or Ginn, he's the cattle truck driver at the end, and he plays a chili judge in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
I did not put that together, and I watched both of them back to back.
And then John Larroquette is the narrator, and John Larroquette, Boston Legal, the librarians. He also did the narration of the 2022 one.
And wasn't he also on Night Court?
He was on Night Court, too. Yep.
Okay. He was like the sleazy lawyer on Night Court, right? Okay. Yeah.
He was in an episode of Parks and Rec, too. Like, he's been...
I guess I haven't seen anything that he's been in, really. Like, all the shows you just listed other than Night Court
the
when
Librarians
I was, like, a kid. The
Librarians is a really good show. It's sci-fi.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy films like this. Halloween, also, and Friday the 13th, just because the core cast members in the original frequently will come back and do cameos in whether it be a remake or the sequels or something like that.
Or even just like documentaries about the film, or
they're very they'll
come
active.
In and like do their thing.
Yeah.
So this was fairly low budget. For the time, I think their original budget was set for $60,000, and they bumped it to $80,000 halfway through filming. It was also supposed to film in 2 weeks. It ended up being 4 weeks.
Yeah. Which is wild to think of a movie being filmed in even a month.
I know.
Like
especially to today's standards, like, sometimes it takes years to film a movie.
Yeah.
And then this is just, I mean, it's not very technical.
No.
It's all set in basically the same area. But it was loosely based on Ed Gein.
We say it very, very loosely based.
The skin thing and like
skin thing.
Grave robbing.
Mm-hmm.
It was also at the time when it was released. And I mean, now when you watch it, they set it up to be a true story.
Yes.
Based on actual events.
The opening narration terrifies me.
And I thought, too, up until, you know, the internet, where you find this out, I always thought it was based on a true story.
Yeah, me too.
Until I got maybe middle school, high school, and I started, like, looking into, like, serial killers.
Yeah.
And, you know, you read, is it Gein?
It's Ed Gein.
Gein, okay. And then, you know, it'll say, like, in his little whatever, in books about serial killers, that Texas Chainsaw was loosely based on him.
Yeah, the narration, and I think the narration is in this one, and then the 2003 remake, and then in 2022, that narration and that, like, whiny violin sound, I know I'm in for a good movie. Or at least relatively scary.
I think the 2003 one is the one that I got halfway through and had to turn off.
I quit watching Texas Chainsaw movies after that one.
I like the older versions. I don't so much like the newer ones, but just because even watching Texas Chainsaw 2, the amount of like crying and people being tortured is too much for me.
Yeah.
It's like,
I agree,
over the top. The first film, even that kind of drags out in scenes where I'm like, okay, I'm tired.
We get it. Like, we understand.
This is very scary, and I'm get it. However, I don't need to just see this going on.
Well, that's 2003 with Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
It's a lot of emotionally draining. And that is a lot of horror, especially nowadays. It's like the torture type.
And I'm not into it.
I'm not either.
I would prefer watching somebody get chased around. At least they're like running and like, you know.
I don't want to see poor Jessica Biel opening up an engagement ring while her boyfriend is being murdered. Or the scene, and I know we're not talking about the 2003 one, but the scene where she tries to like get her friend off the meat hook that's still alive.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's enough.
It's too much for me. Okay, a little bit about the filming location. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing all this now before that's we like okay. jump into it. Oh, Gunnar Hansen, too, has a book called Chainsaw Confidential that I kind of want to read.
For sure, yes.
And it's the whole, like, filming process. Mm-hmm. The Sawyer family home is now a restaurant.
Yes, and it was relocated, too.
And it was relocated to, like, 60 miles
in a different direction. Yeah, I have the address for anybody that's in
It's Texas. In Kingsland, Texas.
1010 King Street in Kingsland, Texas.
Yeah, so it's a restaurant. And I saw photos of the inside, and it looks pretty pretty cool. It'd be something to see. Mm-hmm. I don't know where exactly that is in Texas, where I could, like, plan it into one of my travel plan loops. The gas station is now a themed campground.
Oh, my God. Can with you cabins. Imagine?
So the gas What's station. The
theme? Horror movies?
Yeah. So the actual gas station, it looks like, is now kind of a general store.
Okay.
But they have a ton of movie memorabilia. They sell T-shirts. And it's not just from Texas Chainsaw. They have, like the pictures I saw, they had cases with, like, an Annabelle doll. And
I love that so much.
Yeah. And they have rental cabins with, like, a communal bathroom. And then they also have, like, tent and RV sites.
Okay.
But, like, very right cool. out in front, they have the, like, a green van, like in the film, and a mannequin slash statue of Leatherface that you can take pictures with.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, back to the intro. They make it look like a true story. I fell for it.
Of course.
Before the internet.
Well, it's just, like, Blair Witch, too. Blair Witch...
Well, Blair Witch, I knew wasn't a true story. And I don't care. Did you fall for it?
I absolutely fell
for it. I was older, though.
I'm very gullible.
I didn't fall for the whole, like, found footage thing.
Yeah.
But, and I didn't realize, because when they're talking about it as being a true story, I didn't realize that around this time, they did a lot of, like, more films were coming out where it was, like, based on a true story. Yeah. When it really wasn't. It was just to, like, get you fired up.
Yeah.
The radio news is on in the background, and it's kind of cool because it's, like, scratchy. Mm-hmm. Old. I say olden times. But, you know, who, like, people barely listen to the radio anymore.
Right.
There's grave robbing. They found dozens of empty crypts. There's corpse art.
Corpse art.
displayed. Uh-huh. And then there's, like, a creepy blood intro with weird noises. Mm-hmm. The weird noises are, none of them are made with any kind of musical instrument. They are supposed to represent the sounds that cattle hear in a slaughterhouse.
Shut up.
Like banging metal and like weird sounds.
This movie, who was it? One famous director saw this movie and it made him go vegetarian. I want to say Guillermo del Toro.
Yes, I think that's right.
Perfect.
I
don't blame them.
There's a lot of like why are they doing this, which I'll get into. Mm-hmm. So it starts out, there's a group of teens, mid-20s.
They do this a lot though,
but I don't think common. They were actually, like, in the intro it says teenagers,
early 20s, mid-20s,
but they are mid-20s. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know, so Franklin is in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And the opening scene kind of for them is them wheeling him out so that he can pee in a can, which, like, if you're going to pee in a can, just pee in a can in the van.
Right.
I I mean, I thought that was a little strange. Franklin is weird, and honestly, I wasn't sad at all when he died.
I wasn't either, and Marilyn Burns, the woman that plays Sally, who's Sally and Franklin are brother and sister in the film. Marilyn Burns for years thought he was an asshole because
he
didn't break character the entire time.
Yeah.
And he was always whining for Sally.
There was a few people on the cast that thought that too. Because I want to say Gunnar Hansen felt the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, he's so frustrating. He's so annoying. But he was just in character the whole time. Which some actors do. And it just.
Some actors do that. Joaquin Phoenix does that. Jared Leto too, I've heard, is like super weird. What is that form of acting called?
Method acting?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis, too. Hardcore.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't think that's right.
It's not method acting.
I don't know. You stay in character the whole time.
Yeah, like the entire time you're shooting, you are that character. Mm-hmm.
Franklin's weird. He starts telling horrible stories about how slaughterhouses used to work. The whole point, the whole reason they're in the van is they're going to go explore their family home.
Yeah, their grandparents were around the area. The Hardesty family home is there. Their grandparents worked in the slaughterhouse down the road. So big family ties. I think Sally and Jerry are together. They're a couple.
Yes.
And Pam and Kirk are together.
Yeah. They didn't work at the slaughterhouse. They raised cattle.
Okay.
It's not method acting.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay.
Staying in character. I want to know. As an actor. I think... Oh, it says... Okay, method acting is a technique.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Used by actors whereby they fully embody the role and they are about to play and stay in character for long periods of time.
Yes.
Okay, so we were right.
Yeah.
It's just a thing people do. Sorry.
That's okay.
I hate it when we're like, oh, is this right? And then we just never figure it out. And then I forget or I don't listen to the episode and then it like never gets resolved.
You're on top of it.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing great. I did my best.
So Franklin, yeah, he's being super weird. He's talking about how the slaughterhouses work and it's just...
The first time I saw this, you're right. I was not sad when Franklin died.
No, not at all. I'm like sad for his sister, I guess, and like family, but... Mm-hmm. They pick up a hitchhiker who I would not have ever let in my van.
They debate. On
one of them
up.
Straight up says like, no, he's creepy looking, let's go.
Like, why are you picking up hitchhikers?
I guess when this came out it dropped crime in Texas because no one was picking up hitchhikers.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. They pick him up. He's super weird. He's got pictures of like, he's got Polaroids from inside the slaughterhouses. He starts talking about making head cheese and what all goes into it.
Yeah, and then he tells the kids, oh, my family's always been into meat. And I'm like, ugh.
Ew. Yeah. Ew. He Gross. Takes Franklin's knife and cuts his hand.
Yeah.
So.
I would have kicked him out of the van when he started showing slaughterhouse photos.
I mean.
Well, I wouldn't have picked him up to begin with. So.
Yes.
It's irrelevant.
He cuts his hand. Well, then he pulls out like a straight razor. He takes a picture of Franklin. He just does all this weird shit. When Franklin won't buy the Polaroid for $2, because I mean, that's a thing people do.
People
you know,
yeah.
That people still do that.
Yeah.
They take a picture of you and then.
In Vegas.
Want you to buy it. Yeah. Or even just like roller coasters or walking into an event or something where they take your picture and then you can buy it when you leave.
Yeah.
Which. I have one that I bought when we went on a Pictured Rocks cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. I'm glad I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I at? Oh, he takes the photo back and sets it on fire in the van. So then they kick him out. when they kick him out, he like kind of marks the outside with his bloody hand.
Yes. And then
there's theories about that.
Kirk says, that's the last hitchhiker I ever pick up. You are so right.
I mean, it was.
It was. What are your theories about the marked van?
So I guess I never thought about it much until I was actually watching it and analyzing it. Mm-hmm. And Greg said that it was definitely marked.
It's definitely marked. Like when you see the picture or like watch the movie and you see the side of the van, it's a marking. It's not just like a handprint or anything.
Yeah, he like it looked like he tried to write something on it. Well, then shortly after they pull into the gas station and there's blood on the van. So the person at the van knows what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Or the person in the gas station knows that.
What did I say?
You said person in the van.
Oh, the person in the gas station.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a good night's sleep in 84 long years.
It's been 84 years.
They get to the gas station, out of gas, supposedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a time when you pumped your own gas. Mm-hmm. The attendant would pump your gas. So they could say like, oh, we're out.
And then...
Tough.
They're like, oh, we should have gotten gas at the last gas station. Like, why didn't we do that? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. If you see a gas station, just gas up.
Why well, wait? I mean...
It's not like they knew, but...
They didn't know.
In every single Texas Chainsaw Massacre where there are teens driving or youth driving, they're like, oh, we should have just stopped at gas at the last gas station, and then okay. They wind up in this one.
That doesn't happen in every single Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Have you watched the 2022 one?
No. Okay. But I feel like you're just making that up, and quit picking.
My lips are chapped, so I keep... Okay, Mom.
I'm just... Okay, fine. Pick your lips off. Pick out your eyelashes. I don't give a fuck. Just look like a creepy dead body over there.
Done.
They're not supposed to get gas at the station until late the afternoon, maybe tomorrow. The kids all head out for the old farm.
And
the gas station attendant tells them, like, it's not your business to go creeping around in other people's homes. That's when they explain, oh, this is our family home. We're going to go check it out. Which that house doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's completely gone.
I understand, I guess, the need to, like, look out for family heritage and stuff. But after picking up a weird-ass hitchhiker, after a couple other weird things that happened, the grave robberies and everything like that, why would you go and look at
this?
This isn't
internet time. They don't know that there's been grave robberies. Oh, they do because
they do.
They go to the cemetery because I don't know. It's adventurous. They're on an adventure. I would go.
I am
look in that abandoned house.
Like
100%.
I'm like Bilbo Baggins before the dwarves come. Okay. I like sitting at night with my cup of tea.
I would 1,000 times go into that abandoned house.
Like right now or as a teenager?
Anytime.
Okay.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yesterday. I would. So I love going into old houses. I think it's super cool. However.
You would be murdered.
Well, I wouldn't go into a stranger's home.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if someone lived there, I wouldn't be like, hello, and walk into their house like people always do in fucking movies. Like, why?
It's so dumb.
Don't walk into somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Ever. If you think you hear them, like, in the house further in or out back, then you walk around the outside and you knock on the back door.
It's infuriating, but we'll get to that. But yes.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess I don't have that sense of I need to look at this abandoned house. Or think it's cool.
But you don't know what's in there.
I don't want to know what's in there.
You're lame. We've had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. Franklin's super annoyed because, you know, he's in a chair and all his friends, a sister, go running upstairs.
Well, and Sally tells him beforehand, like, oh, it's going to be so fun. Like, we'll this all adventure. Be
yeah.
And Franklin's like, this fucking blows.
So he has like a stupid baby temper tantrum, which.
Yeah.
Making that noise over and over again when you're frustrated, like, I'm like, oh, I hope he dies soon.
Yeah. We're terrible.
Well, he was, yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Kurt and Pam are going to go find the old swimming hole. Mm-hmm. They wander away. Franklin gives them directions. They wander off. They go down to where the swimming hole used to be. It's dried up.
Because I think Sally, like, it's their grandparents' house, so I think she must have spent, like, summers there.
Oh, yeah,
there.
They talk about it. Yeah, they talk about how they would stay there when they were kids.
Yeah.
I can't remember who. Somebody talks about it. Well, while they're down at the swimming hole, they hear a generator and start walking towards the noise, thinking, oh, maybe we can get some gas.
Not a bad thought, though.
Not a bad thought, but, like, when they're at the gas station, they could have just, like, chilled at the gas station, had something to eat, mm-hmm. checked out the old house, and then driven back to the gas station, just waited for gas.
Yep.
They didn't have to do any of this.
There's a lot of they didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And when they walk into Sally's old house, or grandparents' house, there are, like, bones hanging in, like, the doorway. And
not like, not extreme, but there's some weird signs.
I wrote down, I said, I would say it's time to leave when I saw the bones, but then I wouldn't fucking do any of this anyway, so.
I would think everything was cool until I saw the bones, and then I'd be like,
We should probably go.
We should probably go. I also, though. I've been collecting bones, and I got, like, industrial peroxide
to whiten them,
yep. And do, not this primitive, do a little bit better with, like, beading wire and stuff, but to do bone art. I think it'd be really cool.
Etsy.
Like, bone wind chimes. Yeah.
You should get together with my friend Jamie, who, if we ever do American Psycho, wants to come on and talk with us.
That's a good one.
It's one of her favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As they're walking up to this farm, there's a lot of red flags. One of them being, like, 50 cars that are hidden under, like, not tarp, but that, like, camouflage screening stuff. Like, military stuff.
Yep.
Oh, look at this. Why is there all these cars parked here? And all different age of cars, too. It's not like an old junkyard or something.
No.
Mm-mm. And also not a junkyard, because why would all the cars be covered up?
Yep.
So it's a little strange. I would be concerned.
I do want to jump back to the 2003 one. They did a really good job.
With that part? Yeah.
They did a really good job kind of making it a little bit more up to date. Like, yes. As a remake. I think that that's probably one of my favorite remakes.
I don't know.
It's very emotional, but it's still, I really liked it.
Yeah, isn't it that one where...
I saw it with...
Her boyfriend is tied down and they're, like, cutting the skin off of his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot for me. I don't like that.
I saw that with... Jeff, who didn't want to go to 28.
Why were you dragging him to all these scary movies? This is like the fourth one that we've talked about where you're like, I went with Jeff. Like, why did you go with Jeff? You could have literally went with anyone else.
He offered to go with me. So he just closed his eyes.
Ugh. Poor Jeff. I'm sorry.
I know. Like, he listens to this.
Probably not. I would bet money on that. But so they see the cars hidden. Kirk goes up and knocks on the door. He hears what sounds like some sort of squealing barnyard animal. Mm-hmm. Now, he walks in to somebody else's house.
I have a lot of things.
There's stairs going up on the right-hand side, and then a hallway straight ahead that goes, assumingly, to the back of the house.
Yeah.
Then to the left, there's a doorway that goes into the front area of the house, mm-hmm. parlor area. So he walks in, hears the noise, starts walking back. Now he walks back to a doorway, and on the other side of the doorway, the wall is painted red and it's covered with skulls. Not human skulls, animal skulls.
No.
A big collection that you see right when you walk in the door.
Why? That sounds like a house that I definitely want to walk in and see if I can find the owner to barter with gas.
Yeah, doesn't it though? It sounds like just the place you would want to go.
Not at all.
Yeah, maybe if I get good at making like bone art, I'll just hang bones all over my front porch and no one will ever come to my front door ever again.
100%. Do the side of your house so your neighbors...
Oh, yes. I will make a giant like bone pentagram mural on the side of the house.
But yeah.
Anyway.
It's so dumb.
Leatherface immediately hits him in the face with a hammer and he's done for.
Gunnar Hansen. So there was very little like direction during the shooting of this.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Hooper was like, this is the general, like, have fun with it, whatever. So Gunnar Hansen just like, he was so amped up because it was the first scene that he was going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he grabbed the actor and threw him in a pile of pillows, but the actor like hit his head on the wall. He was fine. But he hit his head on the wall, and then Gunner was only supposed to, like, slide the door shut very eerily. But
yeah.
He ended up slamming it shut because he was so amped up.
So he was fired up.
He was fired up. Mm-hmm. It added more, I think.
I think so.
The slamming, but.
So Pam then, where's Kirk at, goes into the house as well. Kirk, where are you? You know, like, typical horror movie.
Would you leave? Would you have left?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I know.
Maybe, like, now I probably wouldn't have left Greg, but Greg would not, we wouldn't be in that situation.
We wouldn't be in this situation. Exactly.
If my dumb boyfriend wants to go into a house that has bones and shit and abandoned cars everywhere, like, that's on him.
Bye.
Yeah. I would maybe knock on the door and stand there for a little bit, yell in the house. But like,
she like goes in.
She goes in.
She goes in. She dumb.
Yeah. She wanders around looking for him, saying Kurt 50,000 times, which I hate. She trips and falls into a big pile of bones and like chicken feathers.
Yeah.
And immediately starts gagging because as... This was kind of one of the drawn out scenes, and I get it at the time. That's how they made shit intense. Mm-hmm. But then she falls, and there's like 27 images that flash from around the room of like a bone couch.
Yeah.
And bones hanging down, and skulls, human skulls, and teeth, and a chicken, and this little tiny bird cage, and just kind of like all these like creepy images. That went on a little long for me, but I get that they're trying to make it look like extra scary. She manages to get up. This is like the most, probably not the most iconic horror scene, but in the top 10 memorable scenes for me from horror movies.
It is now a meme.
It's a meme.
I mean, it's made into many memes, but...
But like, when you think about like... The Exorcist.
Yeah.
When she's like crab walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
Ugh. Or like in Halloween when Laurie sees him standing on the street.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Like that type of thing.
Pam, she books it. And Leatherface grabs her around the waist, picks her up, and drags her, literally kicking and screaming,
from
back
the
into
porch,
the house.
Back into the house. Oh, poor Pam.
He immediately hangs her up on a meat hook.
Ugh.
I guess this scene was, like, super hard to shoot.
Yes.
Because she could only stay in that position for so long because the strap, like, went between her legs for the harness.
And they put maxi pads in between.
Yeah. But, I mean, you still can't.
Yeah.
Hang like that for very long, so she had to do like short bits of it.
She said that a lot of her uncomfortable looks on her face were because it was just fucking uncomfortable, like, so it was pretty easy to get into that character.
she gets a hook in the back. As she's hanging there, she sees Kirk getting chainsawed up on the table.
Yeah.
Well, then Jerry decides to go look for Kirk and Pam.
And it's been hours.
It has been hours. What's this? Oh. He finds the house, like they did. He hears crying, or so he thinks. He hears mm-hmm. something inside, but he's calling for them. Walks in like a fucking idiot. Really?
Yeah.
He walks in and he's standing there and he hears cooler rattling. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty good jump scare because he opens the cooler and she's laying there and then she like jumps up flailing.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
The actress that played Pam, Terry McMinn. Yeah, that's who I said, right?
I think so.
She likes to think that Pam escaped.
I mean, yeah. Because that's a possibility.
Leatherface doesn't lock the cooler again. He keeps it open.
Oh.
So she could have
escaped.
Because Terry had like a big backstory of her character and she said Pam's a fighter, she would have gotten out of the cooler. Like, had it been unlocked.
Yeah.
And left.
Yeah, because Jerry opens the cooler, unlocks the cooler, sees her, then he promptly gets hit in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye. R.I.P. Jerry.
Sally and Franklin fight about going back to the gas station mm-hmm. or waiting there or looking for them. They get into an argument. Finally, Sally wants to stay in case they come back, and she's going to go investigate.
What do you think I would have done in this situation?
If you were Sally,
mm-hmm.
you would have left.
I would have fucking left like nobody's business.
Yeah, I probably would have at this point, too.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming back. I would have at least went somewhere and called the police.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't really work out for Sally, but I mean, at least she would have tried.
Yeah. Right? Yeah,
she goes to look, and Franklin wants to come too, so she's trying to push him in a wheelchair, like, through the woods. Like,
I know.
I mean, I get him not wanting to stay back at the van, but there's, like, a certain amount of, like, practicality.
Yes.
She could move a lot faster on her own.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to leave his sister, and...
He doesn't want to leave his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they go, she is pushing him, he's yelling at her to push him faster or better, and I'm like, buddy.
I write down at the bottom, fuck you, I'm saving myself.
I mean, Frank, they see a light, so they're headed in the same direction everyone else was, the mm-hmm. house. Franklin hears something, promptly gets chainsawed by Leatherface.
Came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting
I wasn't
that.
Either. Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting it the first time I saw it.
Right. Because Franklin is just like, oh, I think I hear something. And then out of the blue, Leatherface is there and just...
Firing up that chainsaw. Sally runs.
Mm-hmm.
We had some issues watching this because, you know, now we're like analyzing every little bit of
Absolutely.
It. It's not just sitting watching a horror movie. She's screaming the whole time. If she quit screaming, she could maybe hide somewhere.
Yeah.
She could whatever. Her running through the like bushes and weeds and stuff, a lot of the blood on her outfit is her mm-hmm. own blood. She got scratched up pretty good during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Another point is that it was super low budget, so they didn't have the ability to have multiple costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're running around in 100 plus degree weather for weeks.
Yeah.
So the clothes are actually that dirty. They are actually bloody. Like, Ooh. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Gunnar Hansen had a costume.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't be washed because it was hand-dyed. So he got to wear the same thing for 4 weeks, and he made zero friends because no one wanted to sit by him after being covered with fake blood and wearing the mask for hours at a time.
He did say, and there was speculation, that, like, shooting conditions and the way Tobe Hooper, like, handled the situation of, like, filming in that type of environment wasn't the greatest.
No. I'll get to that when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's some pretty gross stuff. Sally runs. She runs directly into Leatherface's home like a dumbass. She runs upstairs, finds Grandpa and Grandma sitting there.
Doesn't she run to the gas station?
She does after that.
Okay. I watched this yesterday.
Yeah. She finds Grandpa and Grandma. Well, she runs down the stairs, and I read somewhere that this is one of the only times this happens in this type of horror movie where she startles the killer, because she runs down the stairs screaming as he's coming in, and he's like visibly startled by her. Yeah. So she turns around, runs back up the stairs, promptly jumps out a window.
Yeah.
Just right through the glass.
Yep.
Just busts the fuck out of there. She has no idea what's below her. It's better than being chainsawed up in this creepy house.
Yes.
I think I would at least open the window to look out first.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'd just go flying out the window, too. While she's getting chased, she runs to the gas station. Which, how is all this shit so close together?
I don't know.
Anyway. She runs to the gas station. She's flipping right the fuck out. The gas station attendant pulls his truck around, says, I'll help you, you know, calm down, wait here. When he walks back in, he has a burlap sack and a rope.
Honey, I don't think you're going to be saved today.
No. No.
I think things...
I'm sorry.
And
so then he fights her. She has like a bread, like a big bread knife, and he's got a broom. And he's, like, beating her with this, like, the bristle end of the broom.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of strange.
It is strange. And it makes me very terrified of small towns that you just kind of pass through. Or, like, gas stations on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Films like this just really get into my head about stuff.
Yeah. He wins. He knocks the knife out of her hand. Then I think he slaps her and she falls unconscious.
Look at House of a Thousand Corpses. Captain Spaulding's House of Curiosities.
So what scares you is that where you run for help could also be part of it.
Yes.
In on it too.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, don't get yourself in the situation in the first place.
Noted.
When you're leaving Marquette, get gas at fucking Citgo or BP. Don't be like, oh, we'll make it down the road. We'll just get gas.
Do you remember the bullshit places that we would stop on the motorcycles to get gas? Like,
yes.
In South Dakota. Or
all
like
the places
Kentucky.
Where you could get murdered. And what's bad is now that I'm thinking about it, I don't always, it's not like I'm going to wait to get gas, but I like stopping at those little roadside cafes and little roadside gas stations like that, because sometimes you find cool shit in them.
Yeah. And sometimes you get murdered.
Sometimes they have a really good sandwich. Sometimes they have...
That's human meat.
I mean, they don't advertise that. Like, wow, this pulled pork is delicious. I've never tasted anything quite like this. What's your recipe? Yeah. So he slaps her. Meanwhile, he's telling her she has nothing to worry about.
You have nothing to worry about, but I'm just taking you back to our house.
That gave me a chuckle.
To be murdered.
Yeah. As he's pulling down the driveway with her, he's going to the house where everyone else has previously died.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hitchhiker comes walking in too, which, I mean, you knew he was part of the group.
He's Leatherface's brother.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I kind of like the scene, like how it was shot, because... the gas station guy gets out and he's like beaten on Leatherface's brother.
Yeah.
And they do it like in the headlights and it's like really dusty.
Yeah.
And it just kind of has like an eerie.
It looks cool.
Yeah. There was a lot of confusion too, because at one point it seems like the gas station guy is Leatherface's brother.
Yes.
And then the hitchhiker is like gas station attendant's son.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
This one, they don't really explain it, but then in the next, in Chainsaw 2, it's like more.
Isn't there like a lot of family inbreeding and stuff?
I mean, I would assume. Imagine. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that comes in until like 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also had a good laugh because they put her in a chair and they like tie her arms down to the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a normal like dining room table chair, but it has human arms as the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat and I, same time, jinxed each other with an armchair.
I also want to comment on the dining room table. Now people pay thousands of dollars to get that really worn look dining room table.
Yes. Yep.
It's a beautiful table.
Yeah. They bring Grandpa down for dinner.
Ooh.
They cut her finger and stick it in Grandpa's mouth so that he can like lick the blood off of her hand.
Ugh.
That's her actual blood.
I didn't know that.
The prop blood wasn't working, so they actually cut her finger.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. This scene, too, it took them like 27 hours or something crazy.
The inside of the dining room.
And they filmed a lot of it in the daytime, so they hung curtains over the windows. It was well over 100 degrees in this room. They'd been filming for over, you know, a long period mm-hmm. of time. All of their clothes, dirty, disgusting clothes yeah. that they couldn't wash. The bones and, like, animal remains in the home and meat are all real. So it stunk super bad.
Gross. Didn't they have to take, like, puke breaks?
So, one, the actors were taking puke breaks. Two, everyone that I, like read little
mm-hmm.
blips from here and there yesterday, a lot of the acting is not acting. Like, these people were really fucking messed up from, like, no sleep, the heat, the stench.
Yeah.
Of both the people and prop meat laying around rotting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it was like horrible. Horrendous. Yeah. Just horrible, horrible conditions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a couple of the different actors had said, like, I don't feel like we were acting that much. Like, we were all, like,
yeah,
stressed and miserable.
Well, and Leatherface, too, has to wear a mask,
mm-hmm.
like, during it. So...
Yeah, which I guess he barely took off.
Yeah. There are 3 different masks.
Yes.
That were used during this.
Yeah. And they did that to give him like somewhat different personalities.
Yeah.
Which
there's the killing mask.
Yeah.
There's the lady mask that he cooks and cleans with. And then there's like the woman mask.
Yes.
Like there were 2 female masks.
Mm-hmm. She wakes up while this is happening, of course, screaming. And this part is like bothers me. So she's wakes up terrified, is screaming her head off, and the people at the table all like mock her by screaming.
Yeah, I think that that's very terrifying. And
it's like in Silence of the Lambs mm-hmm. when the girl's in the pit and she's screaming.
Yeah,
and Buffalo Bill looks over and he's like, ooh, to her. And just like the look on his face, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah. I don't like
that. It's not even like they're murderers and there's no compassion or like empathy or anything mm-hmm. because they're like crazy killers. It's that like.
That's like, oh, you're in pain. I'm going to mock you.
You're in pain. Like, you think you're going to die. I'm 100% sure you've shit your pants and I'm going to sit here and laugh in your face.
Yeah.
Like.
I was going to say something too, and I can't remember what it is. Somewhere, something along those lines. can't remember it.
Well, then...
Oh. Why is it... Do you think that they keep her alive, like, long, like, a long time? And this happens in...
It happens in 2 as well.
In 2 and in the 2003 one, where they keep a person alive for however long and, like, kind of...
In both 1 and 2, the storyline kind of plays out the same way. Well, in 2, it's because Leatherface kind of has, like...
A thing
for her.
Mm-hmm.
For Stretch.
Yeah.
But in this, I think they keep her alive because they want Grandpa to kill her.
Okay.
Because they, like, hold her head over that bucket and give Grandpa the hammer to kill her. And then they do the same thing in 2. She's tied up. They bring her over for Grandpa to kill. It didn't work. It didn't work in 1. Why are they going to do it again in 2? Both chicks escape.
Yes. Okay.
But it's like, let Grandpa kill this one.
Which, it's almost like the paint can scene in Better Watch Out. You know it's going to be terrible when it actually happens.
Yes. Like, so he's trying to... Grandpa, he can't hold... He looks like a corpse. Like... Emma was like, oh my god, he's alive, when they, like, he put is, him at the table. Yeah, but, I mean, looks, when she sees him the first time and he's just, mm-hmm. like, shrivel up, he looks... Oh, and that guy also sitting in that makeup in, like, 120 degrees.
I would also go insane. I get crabby if I don't eat enough, if I don't sleep enough.
So, basically, if you have the slightest disturbance in your life, you get crabby.
Fuck yeah. Yes.
Okay. Have you met Greg? No.
Greg and I. Yeah. We get it.
Oh, my God. On vacation, Stacy and I were going to bed at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and waking up at like 8:30. Because we're like, we don't want to miss out. We're on vacation. And we're just like powering through our days.
That's how
vacation is, though. And Greg and Morty are both like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, you need sleep. You need food. You need... And we're like, no, we don't need any of this.
When Mike and I were in the UK, we would stay up late and watch Naked Attraction.
I don't know what that is.
I explained it to you once, but I'll explain it for the people listening. Naked Attraction is a UK-based television show, and it's a dating show. And you have the host, and then there are 5 kind of, like, closet-like things with, like, glass fronts.
Uh-huh.
And they're naked people.
What?
Full-on naked people. You don't see them full-on right away.
Like their silhouette. They're like silhouette, a frosted glass.
And then, like, the frosted glass goes up to, like, their shins. So the person standing there can, like, look at their feet. And the person standing there
is
fully clothed.
Okay.
Too, but it's like a dating show. And it's solely based on what they look like naked.
So there's no, like, dating game where they ask any questions. What's your perfect date?
I mean, like, they do. They do that, too. But the people are standing there naked while they're asking these questions. And then at the end, the person picks 2.
Okay.
And then she gets naked, or he gets naked, and comes out. And then they ask a couple more questions. And then the person who's standing there, the host, gets to decide who goes on a date.
Okay.
And then they go on, like, an actual date.
So, do the 2 people... We are way off course.
That's okay.
So, okay, say the guy picks 2 women or whatever. Do the women get the option to see him naked and be like, peace out?
They don't get the option. The person who is the picker has to get naked at the end.
I know, but once they see that person naked, can they be like,
they
I'm
can,
out?
But...
I was thinking it's like that show Baggage,
mm-hmm.
hosted by Jerry Springer, where they narrow it down, yep. and then the picker to mm-hmm. say, they show their baggage.
Yeah.
And then the person that they can pick can be like, no, your baggage is too much for me.
Right. No. Yeah. Naked Attraction. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Naked People. It's a surprisingly
hilarious show. I imagine it to be hilarious.
Show. And a lot of men in the UK, not circumcised.
Oh, you actually see them naked.
Fuck yeah, you see them naked. You see them fully naked. they turn around in the little box thing too.
What? Okay, I'm gonna have to check this out. Yeah. This is very interesting.
But anyway, Mike and I on vacation would stay up late and watch Naked Attraction.
I am 100%. That's what Emma and I are watching tonight. I started Bridgerton over, and she watched one episode, and she's like, yes, more, please. Mm-hmm. Which I highly recommend.
Yeah.
Bridgerton. Okay, so back to the murders and the gross stuff. Yeah. Okay, Grandpa tries to kill her. Rein it in. Grandpa is failing at killing her. She manages to escape.
Yeah.
Gets up and runs away while they're arguing. They're just, shit's going on. What does she do? She runs and promptly jumps out another window.
That she's just jumping out of windows left and right.
Flying through them windows. She's running. She also, the hitchhiker catches up to her. Mm-hmm. And he's got his straight razor and is, like, cutting the shit out of her as she's running.
Yeah.
And he's swinging any chance, so her whole back is getting shredded. That just, like, icks me right out, too. Yes. Straight razors scare me.
Yeah.
A big, like, tractor trailer, sees this all happening in the middle of the road, veers off the road.
He hits the hitchhiker. And just, like, there's one truck that goes by that hits the hitchhiker, and he just, like, keeps driving. He's like, oh, shit. And the hitchhiker dies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hitchhiker gets... No, the semi-trailer smashes...
Yes.
...into the hitchhiker. And she's running screaming.
As you would be.
This is kind of... So then Leatherface is now chasing them. So here's this poor truck driver that just gets out to help her. And it's like, what in the actual fuck? I just smashed this guy all over the road. And she's all bloody. She's getting chased by a guy with a chainsaw. They climb up into his truck and then they climb out the passenger door.
I don't understand that either. Why not just climb in the truck and drive away?
Shut the doors and drive away.
Yeah.
But instead they jump out of the other side.
I think she was just in fucking panic mode. She was just like, I'm not staying in here.
But the guy could have just driven away or whatever, driven instead, to safety.
I'm pretty sure he got chainsawed.
No, you don't see it. Greg and I were talking about this too. So the guy, the truck driver, he runs one way and she runs the other way.
Yeah.
And Leatherface is still chasing her.
Okay.
So I don't know if the truck driver at some point is going to like double back and get in his truck.
I would hope so.
Or... Because Leatherface doesn't seem to care that much about him.
No.
He's more, I don't know. Then another random truck drives by. This is just like a pickup truck. And she barely, in the nick of time, dives in the back of it and drives to safety. And this guy is like looking at her in the back and looking behind them at Leatherface, like chasing them down with a chainsaw. She escapes.
Maniacal laughter.
Yes.
She's insane.
Well, I mean...
You would be.
Yeah.
But it's a very good closing
scene. It kind of reminds me of the end of, like, The Descent.
Yes.
Or As Above, So Below, where there's, like, this random survivor that's just, like, devastated from the events.
She is in the 2022 one as Sally.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who is?
Marilyn Burns. She reprises her Sally role for the 2022 one.
How?
She's alive.
Well, I know she's alive, but...
She comes back to help the youths.
Oh, so they have different names.
They have different names. Okay. She is Sally, though. She's Sally Hardesty.
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm saying that in the remake, is it Jessica Biel?
Not in Jessica Biel. That's the one before.
Okay, so the final girl gets helped. It has a different name. It is not Sally.
Yes.
Okay, that's what...
Correct.
That was the confusing part. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how does she reprise her role when I feel like she'd be fairly old? Like, she's not a teenager running around screaming. Okay.
No.
Well, that's kind of cool. Did you watch it?
I read the Wikipedia because that's what I do if I get a weird feeling about a movie and think it's going to be super scary or gross or something. I like to read the Wikipedia one first.
Fair enough.
And go through the plot.
Yeah.
And then decide. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it sucked. I heard it 100% sucked.
I don't know. I hear that too, like, it's kind of like Midsommar. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's the fucking best movie I've ever seen in my life. And I watched it and I'm like, is it really the best movie you've ever seen?
Cut an hour off of that bad boy.
And it'd be perfect.
And it'd be good.
Emma and I recently watched The Menu.
I've heard good things.
I loved it.
I've heard good things.
Loved it, loved it, loved it. I can't, who's the main guy?
Nicholas Holt. Or the chef.
The chef. Who's chef? He's in
a lot of shit. And he usually plays a creepy guy.
What is his name? He's Red Dragon.
Yes, he is.
I think he's in Harry Potter.
He is.
He's also... Oh, why can't I think of his name?
I'm looking him
I
up
I think
right
he's
now.
Attractive.
Ralph Fiennes.
Fiennes. I don't know how to say his last name.
Fiennes.
I couldn't think of his first name.
I don't know either, but he's awesome.
I think he's kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. He was in a movie that we did. Or did we just talk about him when we were doing Silence of the Lambs?
I don't know. I think he's a really good actor.
I do, too. I think he's awesome.
He's probably in a movie that we did and we just don't remember.
That's true.
Anyway, he plays chef and he is like great in it.
Mm-hmm.
Chick from Queen's Gambit. She's amazing in it.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
I don't know.
She was also in The Northman.
Pretty McPherson.
God, yeah. She's pretty in like a weird way.
She's pretty like Uma Thurman pretty.
Yes. Patricia Arquette pretty.
Yeah, where you're like... Mm-hmm. I can't tell if she's, like, extremely beautiful or just kind of strange looking.
Yes.
And she falls into the extremely pretty.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would...
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. There's a long list of ones from the past couple years that I have to watch.
I would watch it sooner rather than later so that we can talk about it.
Okay. Anyway.
We could do it for the podcast.
We can. Okay. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Do you have any final fun facts?
I do not. That's it. I gave you everything I know.
Okay, cool.
Are you like scanning your notes?
I am scanning my notes because I feel like... Nope, I'm good.
Because it was our 100th episode and it's supposed to be special.
It's supposed to be special.
I don't know.
It's okay.
I think we did all right.
We did all right.
All right.
I love this movie.
I do too. I love it.
It's one of my favorites, and I don't typically like old movies.
Oh, scariness. Two?
I would say a two or three.
Yeah, I'd say two or three for scary. Three for scary.
Yeah.
Gore. There's, for as like violent as it is, it's not actually bloody.
No. You don't see... Leatherface like chopping up anybody with a chainsaw.
No. The only time you actually see the chainsaw like hit anyone's like flesh is at the very end when he accidentally chainsaws his own leg.
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact about that. So metal plate, because I used a real chainsaw for this, obviously.
Yes.
not like a prop chainsaw. Mm-mm. They put a metal plate over his leg. Then they put like meat and ickies.
Oh.
And then his pants. So when he hits the chainsaw against his leg, he's actually like busting open a meat pack with an actual chainsaw.
Yeah.
And the friction from the chainsaw against the metal plate burnt his leg.
I believe it.
And okay, that was it. That's all I got.
He did say too that like the last scene with him like wailing the chainsaw around was essentially him trying to scare Tobe Hooper and letting out his frustration from filming.
Yes.
Because it was the last scene filmed, too. So he was just kind of over it at that point.
They were all over it, mm-hmm. It sounded like, towards the end.
But yeah. So, goriness.
I'll say two.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
Okay.
That's it. So, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, please listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.